This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. In Telangana, electioneering has reached its peak for the fourth phase before the May 13th polling. Top leaders of all major political parties are making a beeline seeking support from the electors for their candidates. BJP senior leader and Union Minister Amit Shah will be taking part in electioneering in Bhongi Lok Sabha constituency later this morning. He will be campaigning in support of party candidate Dr. Bura Narsia Gaud. AICC senior leader Rahul Gandhi will participate in Janjatra Sabha at Narsapur and attend a public meeting at Sarur Nagar on the outskirts of Hyderabad this evening. BRS chief and former chief minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao will hold a roadshow at Karim Nagar later today. Earlier, Prime Minister Narendra Modi addressed two public meetings yesterday in Karim Nagar and Warangal Lok Sabha constituencies. Mr. Modi said the bond between the Congress and the BRS was inseparable with regard to corruption. He alleged that the parties become a syndicate behind the screen, though they criticize each other in the open. BRS chief and former chief minister K. Chandrasekhar Rao said the BJP was invoking Pakistan for its electoral gains and neglecting real issues concerning the nation. Meanwhile, BJP leader and Union Minister Nitin Gadkari said that unwavering public support has helped the BJP in implementing impactful schemes and projects at centre. President Draupadi Murmu will present the Padma Awards at the second civil investiture ceremony at Rashtrapati Bhavan in Delhi today. Last month, the President presented 3 Padma Vibhushan, 8 Padma Bhushan and 55 Padma Shri Awards on 22nd April. Chief of Defence Staff General Anil Chauhan will chair a 2-day conference, Parivartan Chintan II, on jointness and integration of armed forces in New Delhi beginning today. Parivartan Chintan is a pioneering conference for the heads of all tri-services institutes and aims at generating novel reformative ideas and initiatives. Members from all the subcommittees of the Apex Chiefs of Staff Committee, the CDS as its permanent chairman and the 3 service chiefs shall review the progress made in multiple domains and ideate on the necessary reforms to achieve the desired end state towards transformation through jointness and integration. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has said that every political party in the country is committed to ensure that Pakistan-occupied Kashmir, or POK, which is a part of India, returns to India. Interacting with the students at the Gargi College in New Delhi, Mr. Jaishankar said the POK issue has come to the front of people's thinking after revocation of Article 370 in Jammu and Kashmir. Meanwhile, in the wake of the deteriorating economic situation, tensions are rising in Pakistan-occupied Jammu and Kashmir, POJK, as the Pakistani administration has been deploying troops from Punjab province to suppress the upcoming protest in the region on Saturday this week. In Kerala, many Air India Express flights to the GCC countries remain cancelled today as well, disrupting travel plans of many. Flights from Kuwait, Ras Al Khaimah, Doha, Muscat and Sharjah to Kannur International Airport were cancelled by the airline. Flight services from the airport to Sharjah, Muscat, Dammam and Abu Dhabi also stand cancelled. Airport authorities have asked air travellers to first confirm the flight status before embarking on their journey. The India Meteorological Department, IMD, has forecast that a fresh spell of heat wave will continue to prevail over Rajasthan and Madhya Pradesh till tomorrow. The IMD said hot and humid weather will prevail over coastal Gujarat during the next 5 days and over Kerala and Mahe till tomorrow. The weather department also predicted light to moderate rainfall with thunderstorm, lightning and squally winds over northeast India till the 11th of this month. Star Indian table tennis player Manika Batra stormed into the quarterfinals of the Saudi Smash in Jeddah, beating world number 14 Nina Mittelham of Germany. Batra defeated Mittelham 11-6, 11-9, 11-7 to seal her maiden last 8 entry in the event. And in IPL cricket, Sunrisers Hyderabad defeated Lucknow Super Giants by 10 wickets at the Rajiv Gandhi International Stadium in Hyderabad last night. Today, Punjab Kings will take on Royal Challengers Bengaluru at Himachal Pradesh Cricket Association Stadium in Dharamshala. And that is the end of this news bulletin.